Lord, we give you all the glory. We give you all the honor, Lord. You are worthy, Father. You are worthy to deserve. You deserve all the glory and honor. We thank you, Father, Lord, to come in your presence this morning. Lord, as we open the book of life, the words of life, I pray that you speak to us this morning. I pray that you, Lord, the hearts that are hardened, O Father, I pray that you melt it this morning, O Father. Help us to be receptive to the word that you have for us. This morning, Lord, you want to talk to us. I pray that help us to know who Jesus is above everything else, O Father. As we are in the season, Lord, of thanksgiving and the season where people celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ, O Father, we come to that season this morning and we thank you, Father. We bless your name. We give you the glory and honor. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. As we are standing, I want you to open your Bibles to the book of Isaiah chapter 7, verse number 14. And then we will continue with Isaiah chapter 9. This morning, the Lord has put in my heart to continue on where we started yesterday. And we are going to speak about this season of what we call as Christmas and who Jesus is. And this morning, as we are looking to this, I am wanting you to understand who Jesus is more than ever. Hallelujah. We are reading Isaiah chapter 7 verse 14, and then we will skip turn to the two chapters, and Isaiah chapter 9 we are going to read from verse 2 to verse number 7. Isaiah chapter 7 verse 14. Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall call his name Emmanuel. Turn to Isaiah chapter 9. We are going to read a few verses here. Isaiah chapter 9 verse number 2 onwards. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in the land of the shadow of death, upon them a light has shined. You have multiplied the nation and increased its joy. They rejoice before you according to the joy of harvest, as men rejoice when they divide the spoil. For you have broken the yoke of his burden and the staff of his shoulder, the rod of his oppressor, as in the days of Midian. For every warrior's sandal from the noisy battle and the garments rolled in blood will be used for burning and fuel of fire. Verse number 6. And this is where the theme of our message this morning is. The word of God says, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, in order to establish it with the judgment and justice. From that time forward, even forever, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform it. Amen. Amen. Lift up your hands and bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Please be seated in God's presence. The Lord has put in my heart to speak a few more thoughts about this wonderful season that we celebrate as Christmas. In fact, my message is about Jesus Christ. You know, end of the day, whatever we speak from the Bible, he is the center point of what we speak about. But before I go into the main message, I want to read out to you a few words of wisdom written by a man called Andy Rooney, a man who had a gift of saying so much with very few words about what he learned in life. I want to very quickly read what he has written. I liked it, and I hope that you will like it too. Andy Rooney has written like this. I have learned the best classroom in the world is at the feet of an elderly person. I have learned that when you are in love, it shows. I have learned that just one person saying to me, you have made my day, makes my day. I have learned that having a child fall asleep in your arms is one of the most peaceful feelings in the world. I have learned that being kind is more important than being right. I have learned that you should never say no to a gift from a child. I have learned that I can always pray for someone when I don't have the strength to help in some other way. I have learned that no matter how serious your life requires you to be, everyone needs a friend to laugh with. I have learned that sometimes all a person needs is a hand to hold and a heart to understand. I have learned that simple walks with my father along the block on summer nights, I have learned as a child, is worth more to me as an adult. Very important. I've learned that life is like a roll of toilet paper. The closer it gets to the end, the faster it goes. I have learned that we should be glad God does not give us everything we are asking for. I have learned that money doesn't buy class. I have learned that it is those small daily happenings that makes life so spectacular. I have learned that under everyone's hard shell is someone who wants to be appreciated and loved. I have learned that to ignore the facts does not change the facts. I have learned that love and not time heals all the wounds. I have learned that no one is perfect unless you fall in love with that person. I have learned that opportunities are never lost. Sometime, someone will take the ones that you miss out. I have learned that when you harbor bitterness in your heart, happiness will dock somewhere else. I have learned that you should keep your words both soft and tender, because tomorrow you may have to eat them. I have learned that a smile is an inexpensive way to improve your looks. And this I'm talking to everyone. If you want to look better, smile more often. Look at people, don't do a frown. It brings out all your wrinkles. But when you smile, you look much better. And I'm telling you that. I have learned that your newly born grandchild holds your little finger in his or her fist. You are hooked up for life. And I've learned that everyone wants to live on the top of the mountain, but all the happiness and growth occurs when we are climbing. Beautiful. I loved it. Everybody loved it? Let me see a hand. You appreciated that? Good words of wisdom. I liked it. I hope it will happen in my life. So this morning, we have read some words of prophecy by a man called Isaiah that was written about 700 years before Christ was born in this world. And the prophet spoke about Jesus Christ, and what he spoke about is very important for us. So I'm not going to keep you for long, but I want your undivided attention. I'm going to speak something very profound about Jesus Christ. So there are three aspects about Jesus that we should be aware about. There are three aspects. And one is the mystery of his humanity. The mystery of the humanity of Jesus. When you come to Isaiah chapter 6 and the first part of Isaiah chapter 6, it says, unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. The question that I want us to think about, how was the child born and how was the son given? What does it mean? Did the Bible make a mistake? English, the translation is very apt. It says, a child was born, but a son was given. So for that, we need to turn our attention back to Isaiah 7:14, where it says, in Isaiah 7:14, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. Now, Isaiah does not specify what the word Emmanuel means, but literally it means God with us. When you turn to Matthew chapter 1 verse 23, Matthew clarifies what Emmanuel means. He says it means God with us. Deva nammalodu kude. The meaning of Jesus when he came to this world 2000 years ago is that he came and he was with us. How did God come to be with us? The Bible teaches that Jesus was conceived by the Holy Spirit and born of a virgin. That is the mystery of his humanity. Jesus became flesh. He put on flesh. God put on flesh. And he was born as a baby. He was conceived by the Holy Spirit. He was fully human, but without Adam's sin, he was fully divine. So, as much as man, but then he was as much as God. He was fully God and he was fully man. How did that happen? At the time the event happened, the angel said, the Holy Spirit is going to overshadow you. And he spoke to Mary. And Mary was a virgin. She did not know a man. And the Holy Spirit will overshadow you. And the child that is born would be conceived by the Holy Spirit. In fact, Mary was troubled and she asked the angel, how can this be? I am a virgin. How can I bear a child? The angel answered, the Holy Spirit will come upon you. The power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child that is born is called Holy, the Son of God. You know, in Gospel of Matthew, he elaborates about the role of the Holy Spirit in the conception. When you turn to Matthew chapter 1 verse 18, this is what Matthew writes. Now, the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. See, Matthew is making it very clear that the Holy Spirit was the one responsible for birthing Jesus into this world. And then in Matthew 1:20, we read that, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him, that is Joseph, and said, Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. You know, what we understand here is that Jesus was conceived by the Holy Spirit, but born of a virgin. Now, when you look at the Bible, we know in Romans chapter 5 verse 12, that just as sin came into the world through one man and death through sin, so death spread to all men because all have sinned. Through one man, that is Adam, sin came into the world. So everybody that was born in this world was born in sin, and subsequently all were destined to die. Death was a part of the punishment that God told Adam. The day that you eat of the fruit, you will die. Adam disobeyed God. He and Eve ate the forbidden fruit. They sinned against God. As a result, the punishment of God came upon them. God said, the day that you eat, you will die. So Adam became the originator of sin and death. And that was what was for humanity. But when we come to 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 21, it says, what did Jesus do? For our sake, Apostle Paul is saying, for our sake, he that is God Almighty made him, that is Jesus, to be sin, who knew no sin, that we might become the righteousness of God. You see, Jesus did not know sin. He had no sin in his life. But God the Father imposed or imputed sin upon him so that we will get the righteousness of God. That was a part of Jesus' temperament, the righteousness that we would have got. So let me tell you this. Jesus came as he did to be what he was, sinless. Jesus did not commit a single sin. He was tried through many courts, about six courts tried him, but all said, I do not find any fault in him. Jesus committed no sin. He was sinless. Number two, he was who he was, and to do what he did, he died for us. Jesus came to die on the cross. Jesus did what he did so that we will become who we are. We are redeemed from sin because of what Jesus did. Jesus was born of a virgin that we would be born again. Jesus became a son of man so that we will become the sons of God, the daughters of God. Jesus came to earth so that we can go to heaven. Hallelujah. Let me tell you, this is the mystery of humanity. Unto us a child is born. That is the mystery of humanity. That was the humanity of Jesus. Let me come to the next step. The mystery of his deity. I want to speak. So when on the one side you see a child is born, when you come back to Isaiah chapter 9 verse 6, it says, unto us a son is given. important. Understand what the Bible says. A child is born, but the son is given. That speaks of his deity and speaks of his preeminence. Jesus was not just the result of a miraculous conception and birth. Jesus was not only a man who was born sinless and lived a sinless life and died as a sinless but acceptable sacrifice. But Jesus was and is the eternal Son of God. He was and is the eternal Son of God. We know in John chapter 3 verse 16, a very simple verse, but I want you to think about this. It says, "For God so loved the world that He gave." He gave. For us a son was given. God gave His Son. God gave up His Son for us. He gave His Son. That we, His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish but have eternal life. 2,000 years ago, God the Father gave up His Son so that when we believe in God through Jesus Christ, when we believe on the cross, when we believe the sacrifice of Jesus, we will die, but we will live for eternity. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If any one of you among you sitting here, if you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, I promise you that if you die, you will have an eternal death away from God. This is the only way you can come back to God. I'm talking to all the young people here. Have you truly accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? A son was given. Apostle Paul speaks about this indescribable gift that I spoke yesterday. You know, deity wrapped up in humanity. What a wonderful thing. So Jesus was the earthly child of a heavenly father, but He was the heavenly son of an earthly mother also. Hallelujah. A child was born as a human being, but as a divine, He was given as a son. And so, when you think about Jesus, don't just think about His conception, a miraculous conception through the birth in Mary's womb. Don't think of just Bethlehem. As you go through this Christmas time, don't just think about Bethlehem and 2,000 years ago when Jesus was born. But you need to go back, way back to the starting point. To eternity past when Jesus existed. Do you know in John chapter 1 verse 1 it says, "In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God." He existed in the beginning with Heavenly Father. He existed in the beginning of time. He was there in the beginning. Jesus is not just a man who lived for 33 and a half years. He was God incarnate. And this is a beautiful thing that we understand. One time Pastor Adrian Rogers, he's a renowned pastor. He was sharing his faith with Muhammad Ali, a Muslim who was a boxer, you know. Muhammad Ali thought he was pretty clever, and he said to this like this to Adrian Rogers, "You see, Jesus Christ is the Son of God because He was born of a virgin. But you know what? Adam did not have a father or mother. But wouldn't that make Adam more closer as a Son of God than Jesus?" It was a tricky question. Adrian Rogers answered him like this. "You see, Jesus wasn't the Son of God because He was born of a virgin. He was born of a virgin because He was the Son of God." Amen. Hallelujah. He was born of a virgin because He was the Son of God. You know, in eternity past, the Son of God existed. 2,000 years ago, He was born as a child. And the scripture says, "Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given." The majesty of His deity. We need to know, as we were singing earlier today, He is the Alpha and Omega. The beginning and the end. He is the sovereign God. He is the ultimate eternal God. And we need to understand Him. Hallelujah. And Jesus, because of a prophecy made by Isaiah, He came. And we know in verse number 9, verse number 6 onwards, we see the part of what happened would Jesus do? It says the government will be upon his shoulders. He would be the ruler. You know, the first time he came as a prophecy, we know that Isaiah's prophecy was fulfilled concerning his virgin birth. But Isaiah's prophecy has not totally been fulfilled. Only part of his prophecy has been fulfilled. Because one day, his prophecy would be fulfilled concerning his rule and reign upon the throne of David. I want to tell you again, Jesus is going to come back very soon. Whether you like it or not, Jesus is going to come back. And he came the first time, he fulfilled part of Isaiah's prophecy, but he's going to come back and he's going to fulfill the rest of his prophecy. Let me tell you this, when Jesus came the first time, he came in a feeding trough. But when he comes back, he's coming for a big, fabulous throne, the throne of God. When Jesus came the first time, he stood before Pilate to be judged. When he's going to come again, Pilate is going to stand before him to be judged. When he came the first time, he came to a crucifixion. But when he comes again, it will be for his coronation. Praise God. When Jesus came the first time, he came to suffer. But when he comes again, he will come in splendor. When Jesus came the first time, he came to redeem. But when he comes again, he is going to come to reign over everyone. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can we just lift up our hands and worship him? Hallelujah. Do you know who this Jesus you're worshiping? He is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. Where one day every knee will bow. Every tongue will is going to confess. Jesus, you are the Lord. Today, if you keep your mouth shut, never mind. Jesus, his splendor is not going to go down. One day you will also be on your knees, acknowledging that he is Lord one day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So what did Isaiah prophesy? Yes, a child is born, but a son is given. The government will be upon his shoulder. He will rule as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Very quickly, I want to come to the third part of what I want to speak about, and I will close here. Not only that we spoke about the mystery of his humanity, not only I spoke about the majesty of his deity, but I want to speak about the magnificence of his personality. Who is this Jesus we are worshipping? I want you to look closely at Isaiah chapter 9 verse 6. Look to your Bibles. Isaiah chapter 9. There are four attributes or four things spoken about the name of Jesus. It says his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, a Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. Hallelujah. Jesus is our Wonderful Counselor. You know, Jesus was wonderful at his birth. He was wonderful in his life. He was wonderful in his words. He was wonderful in his works. He was wonderful in his death. He was wonderful in his resurrection. He was wonderful in his ascension. And he will be wonderful at his return. His name is Wonderful. He is not only wonderful, but he is wise. Because the name of Jesus means he is a wonderful counselor. He is wise. If you don't follow Jesus, the Bible says you are a fool. The Bible says it is a fool who says there is no God. Devam illana parayunnathu moodana. It is a fool. Because Jesus is a wonderful counselor. These days man thinks we are so wise. We are putting God out of the equation. But what says in Romans 1:21, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. If you do not have Jesus in your life, if you are not walking according to the ways of Jesus, the Bible says you are a fool. And that is what happens because he's a wonderful counselor. We read in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20 and 24 and 25 like this. Where is the one who is wise? Has he not God made the foolish the wisdom of the world? Christ the power of God and wisdom of God? For the foolishness of God is wiser than men. The weakness of God is stronger than men. Dear brothers and sisters, He is the best counselor. His words are the words of wisdom. Hear His words. Don't listen to what the world is talking to you. When you get a doctor's report, don't look at the doctor's report. Look at the word that He is giving you through His word. Go for His word. His word is wisdom. He is our wonderful counselor. Amen. Hallelujah. But not only is Jesus a wonderful counselor, He is a mighty God. He is a mighty God. Do you know that Jesus is the one who created the heaven and the earth? He weighs the mountains on a scale, the hills on a balance. He holds the seven seas in the palms of His hand. In 1 John chapter 1 verse 3 says, all things were made by Him. Without Him nothing was made that was made. Nothing. Whatever you see in this universe, everything was made by Jesus. By Him and for Him. Hallelujah. And we need to know who Jesus is. Hallelujah. The baby in the manger, in Mary's arms, we saw the skit yesterday. That is a mighty God. Who is a mighty God? Jesus. Every star, every planet, every continent, every ocean, every drop of water, every blade of grass in the universe, Jesus made it all. All power on heaven and earth belongs to Jesus. He is the God who divided the sea for Moses. He is the God who brought down the walls of Jericho. He is the Lord who delivered Goliath in the hands of David. The Hebrew children from the fiery furnace. And Daniel from the lion's den. In human flesh, the same God commanded the winds and the wave. Fed the hungry. Healed the sick. Cast out demons. Raised the dead. He is the mighty God. He is the mighty God. We need to know whom we are worshipping. Not only He is a wonderful counselor, He is the mighty God. The next one I want to say, not only He is a wonderful counselor, not only He is a mighty God, He is our everlasting Father. Hallelujah. Why do I say Jesus is our everlasting Father? When you look at John 10:30, Jesus said, I and my Father are one. Nyanum in the Pidavum, we are one. John 14:9 says, whoever has seen me has seen the Father. Enne kandavara pidavane kandirikkunnu. Let me tell you, He is not only a mighty God, but He is as close as you, as your heavenly Father. Adhumana namlu prarthikkumbol, when you pray, you don't pray in the name of Father, God of Abraham, Isaac and Jacob. Adhu palaye nimama. Innangana prarthikkale devamakkale. Don't pray like that. Don't pray, oh God of Abraham, Isaac and Jacob. He says, I am your heavenly Father. Namlu prarthikkumbo surgiya pidave. Our Father in heaven, He is our heavenly Father. He will give us more than we ask. Pidavinod namlu chodikkumbo, appan chodikkumbo, He will not give us something else. We need to know the boldness that He is our everlasting Father. Amen. The final one, and I'm going to close here. Not only He is a wonderful counselor, not only is a mighty God, not only is the everlasting Father, but He is also the Prince of Peace. He is the Prince of Peace. What does it mean? Do you know when you have Jesus as the Lord of your life, you have peace in your life. Namde kartava Yesu Christune, namde ejamaninayittu. When you have Him as the Lord, you will have peace. You will have peace. In the middle of any calamity, you will stand strong because He is the Prince of Peace. Hallelujah. 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 Wherever Jesus is not recognized, there is no peace. I challenge you, look around in the world. Where Jesus is not recognized as the Lord and Savior, avadu ottum samadhanam illa. Look at the families that don't have Jesus. കുടുംബങ്ങളിൽ കർത്താവ് യേശു ക്രിസ്തുവിനെ സ്വന്തം രക്ഷിതാവായിട്ട് as a Lord and Master, families that are not there, there is no peace. The husband is a drunkard, the wife is an adulteress, the children are rebellious, there is no peace anywhere. But when you have Jesus as the Lord, as your master, there is peace for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you have put Jesus as the Lord of your life, you have peace in your heart. Romans 5 verse 1 says, therefore being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Nammalum devamayittu oru samadhanam. We have a peace with God. And I'm telling you, now there is a peace with God and there is a peace of God. You know, Philippians chapter 4 verse 7 says, and the peace of God, devathinte samadhanam, the peace of God which passes all understanding will guard your hearts and mind in Christ Jesus. Sagala buddhiyen kavina devathinte samadhanam, a peace that passeth all understanding. You may be in a very terrible situation, brother and sister. You may be having a problem in your life. I want to give you a counsel today. If you are going through some situation in your life, let handle your worry to God. Nammada bharam devathinte karathilotta, just give it off. Don't carry it anymore. Don't keep it in your heart. Give it to God. It says what he will give you back in return. തന്റെ സമാധാനം നമ്മുടെ ഉള്ളിൽ തരും. ആൻഡ് എ പീസ് ഓഫ് ഗോഡ് ദാറ്റ് പാസത്ത് ഓൾ അണ്ടർസ്റ്റാൻഡിംഗ് വിൽ ഗാർഡ് യുവർ മൈൻഡ്. വെൻ ദ പ്രിൻസ് ഓഫ് പീസ് വിൽ റെയിൻ ഇൻ യുവർ ഹാർട്ട്, യു വിൽ നോ വാട്ട് റിയൽ പീസ് ഇസ്. ഐ വിൽ ഗിവ് യു എ വെരി ബ്യൂട്ടിഫുൾ തിങ് ദാറ്റ് ഐ ലേൺഡ്. ഓക്കേ, ഇറ്റ്സ് സംതിങ് ഐ ലേൺഡ്. യു നോ, വെൻ ജീസസ് വാസ് ഓൺ ദ ക്രോസ്, ആൻഡ് ഐ എം ഗോയിങ് ടു സ്റ്റോപ്പ് ഹിയർ, നോട്ട് വെരി ക്വിക്ലി, ബട്ട് ഐ വിൽ ടെൽ യു ദിസ്. വെൻ ജീസസ് വാസ് ഓൺ ദ ക്രോസ്, ഹി മേഡ് എ വിൽ. First, he willed his mother, Mary, to his beloved disciple, John, when he was on the cross. Number two, he willed his body, which was taken by Joseph of Arimathea, for at least for a few days. Joseph of Arimathea got hold of his body. His mother went to John's house. His body was taken by Joseph of Arimathea, who buried him. And then he yielded his spirit to his father. He said, Father, into my heart I commend my spirit. But do you know what he left us in his will? Namukku vendi devam endha thannittu poyathu. John 14:27, and I want you to think about it. Karthav parayunnathu, peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you, not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. In the one message I want to tell to my dear brothers and sisters, don't get troubled by whatever is going on in your life. The world did not give it, the world cannot take it away. So the question comes, do you have peace in your heart? Let me tell you, not all the money, not all the popularity, not all the accomplishments, the world cannot give you peace. The world can give you a house, but it cannot be a home. The world can give you a bed, but cannot give you sleep. The world can give you the best doctors. Jail Elitha had the best doctors, the best medical science that she could get. But she could not keep from dying, because it cannot give you what you need. All that you need is a peace of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Can we all just stand up on our feet? As we go into our final, I want us to today, in the ravale samayam, onnu aaradhichu namukku ivadunnu povanam. We need to worship him. Let us adore him. Let us worship our God. I want you all to close your eyes. I want to tell you this, where the Lord Jesus is, there is peace. In the ravale samayam, I want to ask you, is there peace in your life, or are you troubled by any situations? Hallelujah. Let's all close our eyes. I want you to bow your heads for a moment. You know what is the magnificence of his personality? He was a wonderful counselor. He was the mighty God. He is the everlasting Father. And he is the Prince of Peace. This morning let us worship him. Let us adore him. As we go from here, let us remember, as the next week the world is celebrating Christmas, unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. The government will be upon his shoulder. Jesus is going to come back very soon. Whether you like it or not, whether you are prepared for him to come or not, he is going to come back very quickly. And then he will reign on the throne. We will stand before him in judgment. At that time, can we say, Lord, he will say, well done, good and faithful servant. നമ്മളോട് പറയുമോ? നല്ലവനും വിശ്വസ്തനുമായ ദാസനെ, ദാസിയെ. Will we be able to hear his call when we stand before him? Are we good? Are we faithful? Are we faithful to what God has given us? Are we faithful to our call that God has given us? Can we just pray to the Lord? ഒരു നിമിഷം പ്രാർത്ഥിക്കാം. കർത്താവേ, help me to have you as the Prince of Peace in my life. Let me look at you as my Heavenly Father. Let me look at you as my wonderful counselor. Let me not go here and there seeking wisdom of man. Let me go to you alone, for you alone can give me peace.